Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's it like to have your whole family, your children, your son-in-law off to war, all at the same time? How would you respond to a situation like that? And that's not all. There's even more fear and heartache and struggle in the midst of that. Would you survive? Could you survive? What would you do as a result of that? Lynn Vasquez is the co-founder and president of the SLIPA Foundation and co-founder of the SLIPA Wish Project. Someone might ask, certainly if you're not from Hawaii, you might ask, SLIPA, Danny, are you speaking a different language? Well, SLIPA or SLIPAs in Hawaii, they are what others may call flip-flops, those rubber sandals that you place on your feet. It's something we all grow up with wearing in Hawaii. But then again, I have to correct myself. It's not something we all have. Maybe some people think it's a given. It's not a given. Many young people go around barefoot, bare feet, because they don't have slippers. But our guest today has done something about it and continues to do and has been doing it for a decade and continues to go strong. And that's why we pause. Something happened in her life. And then a number of things began to transpire that worked in her heart. And let me just say, it's her relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynn knows what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus, who loves you so much, dear friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who has taken Lynn through some very dark, deep valleys, can take you through as well and use you as he uses her to be a vessel of hope for many, many people. Lynn was a candidate for the State House of Representatives and also a candidate for Hawaii City Council. She's a member of First Assembly of God. Lynn, it's special to have you with us. Welcome to our show.
Mahalo, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kalihi, Palama, but I've been all over. We were just like gypsies going over, raised up in Waipahu and all over, but mostly in the Kalihi, Palama area.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my dad, my mom. I had good parents.
Tell me about them. What do you remember? What do you recall? What would they say?
My dad was a carpenter. My mom, a businesswoman, and also worked at Pearl Harbor. But we always had food on the table, and we have a very tight ohana until today. My mom is going to make 90 years old. And in a couple of days, but it's always been a very tight family that we have. So family is first, and God, God comes first, and then family. So that's the kind of background that I come from.
You have a heart of love, a heart of compassion, also a heart of action, because when you see something, you see a need that exists, you do something about it. But here's the thing that really impresses me, Lynn, is you see with a perception that can be more than a dream. A lot of dreamers today, but they don't actualize their dream. They cannot operationalize their dream. You tell me, just today, you and your husband, PK, you were at the post office with taping boxes, mailing boxes to Kauai, right?
Yes.
For the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
Tell us about how did this vision come to bring slippers to the Keiki Oka'aina?
Well, I was living at the Marriott Housing during 2005, and while I was washing dishes, I saw about 10 boys playing football without slippers, you know, without barefoot. And I told myself, I guess it was the Holy Spirit telling me, you know, when you get your Social Security check at that time, when you get enough money, go buy them slippers. So I was on a forum on Hawaii Threads at that time, and somebody had placed a question: if you had money, if you had what would be your Christmas wish for Christmas? And I just put it out there that my Christmas wish would have enough money so I could buy slippers for Marriott Housing children. And so the forum members pitched in and said, how could we help? And that was the first year where we raised enough money to buy 500 slippers. And year after year, I started to buy more slippers, and it branched out from Marriott Housing to other public housing, and the online donations grew, and every year it would be like that. And then people would request slippers, like from shelters, mm-hmm. and then I started to give out to other places, other nonprofits like IHS and Kaka'aku, and it just snowballed to the point where I started to giving to the outer islands, and now it is where it is today. 10 years, I stopped counting when it reached 5,000. So I don't know how many slippers I gave, but I know that we started out with Keiki, and now we give adults. We give anybody who wants them. My husband and I, we go out Christmas morning. We start out early, and we go on the Oahu Drive, and we give around, you know, the beaches and the homeless shelters and the bus stops. And we go to Ala Park, and just the sparkle in the eyes. And sometimes they take out their slippers and get pukas in the slippers. And to see their eyes sparkle, that's the meaning of Christmas. Because that's the only thing. They know that somebody cares for them. You know, it's not about us. We're giving the love of Jesus to them. That Jesus loves them.
It's a message in action.
Yes.
You can give it and not say a word, but they get it.
They get it. Yes.
They get it. You're meeting, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of happy feet. A
lot of happy feet. And the love and aloha. And they know us already. You know, they see us coming, and they're just coming around the truck. And it's just a love, pure love, you know, and it's like, you know, it's the smiles, and you just, even if it's not Christmas and we go around giving, it doesn't have to be Christmas. It can be every day. We carry slippers in our car. We carry slippers in our truck, or any place. If we go to the store and we see somebody, I told my husband, you get slippers? And then we would stop the car and we would give somebody, because that's what we know. We're giving not only our love, but we're showing the love of Jesus, because that's who we are. You know, I'm so full of what I want to express so that everybody can hear. But I'm telling anybody who's listening that, you know, Jesus is love, and he's done so much.
You are overflowing.
Yeah.
You can't contain it.
Yeah, I can't contain it.
You've been touched by the love of Christ in such a way. And he's given you an outlet. And what's interesting about the outlet of giving, giving slippers, giving, and all that it embodies, is that what I'm getting, what I'm seeing, sensing, is the more you give, the more you want to give.
Yes.
And the more you God allows you to give, if you keep releasing, it's like if the faucet is turned on, the water can continue to flow. And it's almost as though, maybe not almost, it is that the hose is not wide enough. You want to, it's an explosive love.
Yes.
Lynn Vasquez.
Because every time when I think that we're not going to do well this year, and I said, Lord, I give it to you because I'm not going to worry about this. We become overflowing with boxes and boxes of slippers. My husband tell me, where are you going to put this? I said, don't worry, make room, you know? And we laugh about it, and because we think we're not going to make it this year. We're going to make it because he's going to give it to us. And it happens year after year after year. No one gets turned away when they request. Everybody gets their slippers. And everybody is happy.
You know, you have a gift. And let me just put it in these terms. The gift of passion. There are many people living today, Lynn. They're living life. Some even think they're pretty dynamic. But when you compare it to someone who has passion, that's something that's God-given. Oh, you are living life to the full. I mean, taking it to its utmost. But here we are. What has Lynn Vasquez had to go through to come to this place? When we come back, you will hear what a mother feels when all of her children are at war. How a mother feels when she hears news. News. How a wife feels when she experiences something no wife wants to go through. And then what it leads her to. And what God does in the process. You don't want to miss this. Lynn Vasquez is with us. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you may have
guests.
Heard about a sacrifice being made, you know, the Abraham and Isaac, that sacrifice being made, and of course, you know, we know the story. He didn't have to, but he didn't have to sacrifice his son because there was a ram in the thicket, and that ram was going to be the sacrifice that God had provided. Of course, we know that the sacrifice of God, the Father has sent his son. But what is it like for a mother to have to give her children? Yes, an honorable gift of service to the nation for the cause of freedom, the Constitution of the United States, and all the rights and privileges that we have as citizens of the United States has to be have to be defended. But it has to come down to a mother and her children. Our guest today, she knows what that's like. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Lynn Vasquez. She's the co-founder and president of the SLIPA Foundation and co-founder of the SLIPA Wish Project. You can find out more about this program. You can hear it in its entirety for free. Pass it on as a gift. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'm talking about a free podcast. Listen, be encouraged, share it with others. Lynn, the war in Iraq. I read an article here at Midweek. People can read it. I've read it. And I see you and your children.
Yes.
And a beautiful picture.
Thank you.
Tell us the backstory of that picture.
A picture was taken, of course, by Midweek. Bob Jones wrote the article. I thank him very much for writing that article. Well, all of my children joined the services after high school. My son was the first. But when 9/11 came, I knew then that, well, I knew that they were going one day, going to go to Iraq. Being the first, my son went. I never dreamed that all three would be going there. And it did. It happened. Eventually, it did. All three was there. My son was got hurt. And then my daughter got injured, too. But it's a time that I truly want to forget. But I'm very proud of the fact that they did, you know, I'm a proud mother of military soldiers. Only my son now is in the military and my son-in-law. But it was a time where I couldn't sleep. Every night I would cry, you know. Having children in the military, you're proud, but as a mother, you worry. You get nightmares. You hear the news. I couldn't watch the news on TV because my son is in Calvary. So I used to jump every time. And then we have a family member that died in there too. And, you know, so it really hits home, really personal for our family. And in the back of our mind, my mind, it could be, you know, I don't want my children to have to perish there too. So yeah, it was a horrible time. And then now my son is he's a first sergeant now. He went right after high school. Just took the board for master sergeant.
Mm. So congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm very proud of their accomplishments in life.
Mm-hmm.
All my children and my middle child, Ligaya, she's going to give birth any time now to my fourth grandchild for that one. And then, you know, I'm very proud of their accomplishments. But it took a lot of, when I think about when you ask me that question, just flashback to the times where I couldn't sleep.
Mm.
You know, no mother should go through it. Not so bad, only one. But I had three. Two girls and one boy there. Mm. Yeah.
What happened with your husband around this time?
This was before those three, my children and I had lost. This was before. My children and I had lost. I lost my husband to Lou Gehrig's disease. They said that he would live for 3 years, but he didn't. In 1.5 years, he perished through. He deteriorated. My son was a sophomore in high school. The girls were in intermediate school. So, about 2 weeks after burying him, I suffered my first stroke. I was in a wheelchair. And my kids became the parent, and I became the child. So that's what happened. And then when I became able to walk again, that I became a bitter person. I stopped going to church and everything. I became bitter, and then I became a person that was so mad at God that I became a drug addict. That's what happened. But then I got back because something happened to me, and then I found Christ again. And Christ changed my life for the better. And that's because he gave me that chance of, I had that stroke, I lost my husband, I went through this and went through that. And it took me all those years to come back to where I am today because of Jesus. Because of his love for me, I am who I am today.
What was it at that time? How did the Lord touch you? What happened on the inside that you look and you say, that was when I began to change, when my heart began to soften and things became clearer to me?
I think it wasn't overnight. It was a matter of, it's something inside. You know, the Lord touches your heart and makes you feel that you're not bad. He cleanses you. The Holy Spirit touches you and picks you up and cradles you and says, it's gonna be okay, Lynn, because I love you. It's gonna be okay. And then you become whole again. And that's why I dedicate my life, because when my husband died, my children and I became homeless. So it's like we were homeless at Kapalama homeless shelter for about a couple of months, and then we got into Mirite housing. So when I started this, actually for the Slipa Foundation, I made a promise that I will dedicate my life for the homeless and the public housing children. Because I know how it feels, because my children and I were like that. We're like these children. And you don't have to be like that. the Lord can pick you up.
You hear her heart. She loses her husband to Lou Gehrig's disease. And she has a stroke. She's debilitated. She becomes a child. Her kids are caring for her. You talk about going through the roller coaster of emotions and a tunnel that leads to a very dark place. I'm looking at a woman who is filled with passion. There is love just emanating from her eyes. And where does that come from? What could I say? Could I say, my friend, that it comes from one who knows that when all is lost, I'm talking about loss of not only material possessions, even when you lose your dignity, huh? Yeah, when you lose your dignity, when you lose your own self-respect, when you're that down, when you feel like everyone else has gone out of your life, Jesus Christ comes walking into your life. That is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she is a testament of the resurrection power of Christ himself. And today, she's bringing the hope of Jesus to others. And just by our being here today, I tell you, it's a privilege to have Lynn Vasquez in our studio. Because it's a reminder that Jesus is alive. And it's a reminder to you, dear one, huh? Whatever it is right now that you're facing, whatever you're going through, your dark moment, your lonely moment when you feel everyone else has gone out of your life. Lynn, would you say Jesus comes walking in?
Amen. Jesus comes walking in.
When we come back, you'll hear heart to heart more from Lynn Vasquez. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you can read about her at the Star Advertiser. You can read about her on Midweek Magazine. Leila Fujimori writes an article, a group aims to protect feet of kids across state. That's talking about the Slipa Foundation, co-founded by Lynn Vasquez. She's the CEO of the organization and continues to do just that. They're just recently mailing slippers, boxes of slippers to Kauai for the Boys and Girls Club there. It's stretched out now statewide, creating happy feet. You know, we take it for granted. Many of us do when we can wear shoes, you know, shoes of various varieties even. But the simplicity of just having something to protect your feet, it really can affect your mood. But here's the thing. She has experienced what it means to give and to keep giving and to keep having it replenished. You've heard the story about Jesus, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fish, and yet he serves thousands with this food. There's multiplication taking place. I don't know about you. Do you like chili? You like chili and rice? I like chili and rice. Personally, I like the beanless chili at Zippy's, but the chili nachos at Zippy's. But besides the little commercial that I just gave, there is something that has happened in regard to chili in the life of Lynn Vasquez and the Slipa Foundation. Lynn, tell us about chili.
Okay. When 1 year, because it started at Merite Housing, we give a Christmas party. Distribution at Merite Housing. So 1 year, Kukui, somebody told me, the kids from Kukui area is coming with their parents. And I said, okay, so no problem. We'll give them slippers too. So they was coming, and we had given the hot dogs and the chili. So one of the guy who was serving the chili said, Auntie, you got to come. I said, well, what's going on? He said, the chili is not running out. And I said, what are you talking about? And then I said, let me see. So he was pouring the chili out, and I was laughing. And I told him, well, you know the story about the mount? And I said, that's what's happening. When it's not going to empty out, because the Lord is with us, and the Lord's going to make sure that we give each child the chili and the chili over the rice. So just keep pouring out, because the chili not running out. And I was just laughing with my husband, because that's what happened. On top of that, when we closed down, had chili in the pot. And the chili...
Leftover.
And I said, praise the Lord, because we fed everybody that night. And no, the chili, we had leftover in the pot. And it's a true story, because I wrote about it in the blog that I had. And we kept laughing, and that's a true story. And it happened. And, you know, it makes me smile every time when I eat chili because it happened. That night then, when, remember, honey? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was there to taste the chili. Yeah. You know, I mean, because that's heavenly chili.
It is. It, you know, it was.
That's being replenished by the Lord God. We think, oh, yeah, that's a great story of Jesus. What a miraculous thing. But to see it happen.
To see it happen.
We talk about Elisha and the widow and the oil that kept replenishing as long as she needed it. But here, chili, with right in the Kapalama area.
Yes.
God is doing. Here's a marvel. God is present. The Lord is moving in Kapalama. The Lord is moving in Hawaii. The Lord is moving across the United States in your state, my friend. The Lord is moving across the world in your city, dear one, in your town. It might be urban. It might be rural. It might be bustling with people, strong economics. It might be in a place that's very slow and struggling and weak economically. But the Lord is still moving in our lives. Lynn, what would you say to someone today who has maybe literally has experienced a stroke and they're listening to the program right now and they cannot move like they did before? In their mind, they might be thinking something, but there's a delay in the reaction. There's a debilitation. There's even maybe feelings of shame and embarrassment and insecurity. What would you say to someone in a condition like that right now?
Never give up and keep praying, because the Lord hears all prayers. Never give up.
Someone becomes a drug addict. Hey, life is too hard to handle. And it's the closest, easiest, and maybe most relieving thing immediately, at least, so it feels. And they get into it, and they find themselves stuck. What would you say? You understand what it's like to go down that path.
Jesus loves you because he listens to all prayers. I was there. He heard me. He will hear you too. He listens to every prayer. Just go on your knees and ask. That's all he asks. That's all he wants. Just ask. He'll take you out.
There's a mother. There's a father whose child, maybe even children, are in harm's way. When you spoke, they know you know. There's words that you said and words that you didn't say that indicate clearly, she knows what I'm feeling. What would you say to that dear one?
Pray. That's all I can say. From as a mother and from a parent to a parent, there is only prayer. Each of the questions that you're going to ask me, Danny, that's my answer to each one. Mm. It's prayer. That's all I can, that's all my answer is going to be, is prayer. Prayer is the strongest thing that we have, that I can offer to the Lord, our God.
And let's do that. Lynn, would you?
Yes.
Would you pray? Pray for our listener. Pray for him. Pray for her right now.
Oh, Heavenly Father God, I come before you, Father God, for all our listeners out there who are listening to this program, Father, to the ones that who are sick, to the parents out there who have their children who are soldiers who are fighting, to the ones who cannot sleep, who are aching because their children are far away from home and they miss them so much.
for those that are fighting with their loved ones, for those who are ill and going through so much hardship, the economy and everything. There is hope, Lord. We come to you because you know and hear our prayers, Father God. Only you can take away the pain, the suffering in our hearts. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our prayers from all over the world. Father, only you can take away all this. Oh, Father God, we love you so much. Bless us, Father. Thank you, Father, for all you do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
It is a prayer from the heart of a dear friend praying for you. A loving mother who understands what parents go through. Someone who has been delivered from an addiction. The hand of God has moved in and through her life and given her not only a vision, but a platform. Somehow, in a way that God has graciously moved in the life of Lynn Vasquez, all the trials, the difficulties, are all part of His sovereign plan. Yeah, something that we can't fully comprehend even now. But to give her a heart, a sensitivity, a passion for others, and a platform from which to minister. The thing is, and listen very closely to this, whatever it is that you might face right now, it's part of some form of preparation that God is using, because He's getting ready to develop you into a person with a character, with an understanding, with a wisdom that doesn't come in any other way but through the suffering. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest.
It's
a magnetic attraction. You see a leader that's making a difference. You see the organization that's changing lives in a practical, tangible, and consistent way. Hey, I gravitate. I find myself, you know, like some iron filings and a magnet. I'm starting to line up and I want to find out more. I want to find out how. How is this going on? What's happened? Well, we got some of the background, a substantial amount of the background of it, but where is it going? It meaning the Slipper Foundation, the founder and CEO, Lynn Vasquez, is in studio today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Hey, this is a program that is one to minister, to encourage, to hopefully inspire you. You can get this program in its entirety for free as a podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lynn, what do you see as the future for the Slipper Foundation?
I'd like to continue it at the same pace as it's going. We do it online donations, or they can give it to our website. Yeah, on our website.
What is the website?
http://www.slippah.org.
Ooh, that's a, you got that domain name, slippah.org. Okay.
So all the information is on there. And what I'd like to add is that all the donations that we receive, minus the PayPal, 100% goes to our recipients. I believe strongly that that's what I want to continue to have that done. Everything we buy, our concept is simple. We get the donations, we buy the slippers. We also give, when the funds are available, we give toys, clothes, and canned goods. What I'd like to do, I was telling my husband, is that I wanted to remember those little Bibles that they used to pass out, those red little Bibles before, many years ago. I wanted to...
The little Gideon Bibles?
Yeah. Well, I had a dream.
The New Testament
yeah.
Gideon Bible.
I had a dream this past year that I was passing out those Bibles. So I was going to find out where I can get those Bibles because I had a dream that I was passing it out. So I didn't find out yet anywhere where I could get those.
Well, Gideon's somebody listening today might know exactly how to find it. Yeah. And I go help you find it, to go look for it, and then send you an email.
Yeah. I'd like to find out that if somebody is out there in radio land can tell me, because that's my dream to get to pass out the word, you know. And also toiletries. We give out toiletries.
So starting from the base of slippers, there's some added things that as the funds allow,
yes,
you are able to do even more. I think in a time like today, at a time like we have, we're living, there is a lot of need, a lot of desperation. And sometimes we turn our head away from seeing that. It makes us feel guilty, makes us feel like, you know, we're not doing enough. But then when I think about the Slipper Foundation and your ministry and ministries like yours who have your fingers on the pulse, it makes me want to do what I can to help, do what I can to, in this case, get the word out. Perhaps today, as you listen, you're not just hearing about an organization, you know the founder. You know where this idea came from. You know what her life has been like and what it is today. And I would imagine that perhaps the Lord might open your heart to partner with them in some way. It's very simple. Just go to slipa.org and you can find out more. Slipa.org. That's two P's. A-H. S-L-I-P-P-A-H. Slipa.org. You find out about Lynn Vasquez and her program. Lynn, what other places do you deliver the slippers across the state?
On Christmas morning, my husband gets up. My husband and I get up, and we go around the island and do our Oahu distribution. But before then, we go to the Leeward Coast, which was one of our big deliveries to on the Leeward side. And then we go, of course, our Marite housing delivery. We also give to the other public housings in Kalihi, which is Kamehameha, and there's two other ones, Kalihi Valley, and another one. There's so many public housings, I forget. And there's, of course, we gave to Shriners this year. That was our first recipient this year. And there's churches that we give. There's a long list that we give. It's on the websites, our website. But from the time that we started in 2005, our recipients are too many for me to say, But I like to share one of the places that my husband and I deliver on Christmas morning. It's somewhere in the country where I have to wait by the truck. And it's about, let's say, about 7:30 in the morning. And he has to go in the bushes. And sometimes I wait for him because he has all the slippers on, like Manapur man. on strings. And he goes into the bushes. And I'm worried for him because I don't know when he could come out. But then when he come out, he get all these people coming out with him. And they're coming out for their clothes because we give out clothes too, right? And then he comes out with them, and then I laugh, and it's Christmas morning, so they know that they have auntie and uncle is here again for this Christmas, and they get all their Christmas gifts, their clothes, and I tell them, take your Christmas gifts, and they say, oh, thank you, auntie, thank you, uncle, and they wait for us. I have to go way inside a mountain. And I tell my husband, oh, please, Lord, make sure, he comes out safe. And sometimes, it's raining and everything, but he goes like a Manapur man with his slippers inside a mountain.
If you were able to see Auntie, and somehow I get this Auntie Pupuli.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Auntie Pupuli. Pupuli, Hawaiian? Hawaiian for... I just think of it as crazy, right? Auntie crazy. Crazy for the Lord. Crazy for people doing crazy things that are counterintuitive, beyond, above and beyond what normal people would typically think to do. She's going for it. But now... She's doing the Manapur man, she has her arms out like as though she's thinking, PK, there he is with a bar across his back and a string hanging with two buckets. And inside those buckets, those stainless steel, there's Manapur. But not Manapur, we have slippers in there.
Hundreds of slippers hanging going in a mountain like this. And he fall down in the mud. He's so hilarious.
But you're going where
no man's land.
Yeah.
But I tell the Lord, he's covered by the blood of Jesus. And then he comes out with so much people. And I say, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And they all come for their clothes. and bless them, And we go where nobody there, and then we get the forgotten children, and we get toys in the boxes for them, and we put them out there, and I take pictures of them. The parents don't care, because they're happy because they got toys for Christmas, and sometimes I'm crying every I have so much tears in my because That's the love, the joy of the Lord is with us. And mm-hmm. I tell my, when we finish our rounds, I look at him, I say, oh, we did it. We did it. All for the glory of God. Mm. We made people happy today.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
The scriptures say. And there is a joy that flows through this dear woman, Lynn Vasquez. That joy is taken every time she and her husband hand over and give the gift of a pair of slippers. It's something that goes out when they go into the bushes, or he goes into the bushes and comes out with people who are there. That's where they're living. And yeah, that goes on even here in our precious and beautiful island state. Well, you've been blessed, as I so have. Lynn Vasquez, continue the good work that you are doing, the great work that you are doing. May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord expand the borders of your reach and deepen the depths of the resources that as he speaks to the hearts even of our listeners today, who may very well go. And I would encourage you to do that. Slippa.org, go. Hold hands, link arms, put your arm around Lynn and PK and the Slippa Foundation, and what they do, you will do, because you do it together. Would you? That's our hope. And my friend, as you've listened today, if you haven't opened your heart to Jesus Christ, would you do it? Would you do it? I so pray and hope that you do. And Lynn is nodding her head.
Yes.
Lynn, we've got about 30 seconds. A parting shot to our listener with the exuberance that can uniquely only come from you.
Jesus is waiting for you. Just pray. Accept him into your heart. He loves you. That's all I can say.
And yes, he does. He loves you, dear one. And we love you. And we thank you for being with us. And Lynn Vasquez, thank you.
Thank you,
for
Danny.
For taking the time to be with us and share heart to heart as you have. My dear friend, I hope you've been encouraged today just by the stories, by the life of Lynn Vasquez. Go to slippa.org. You know what? God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation I put together for you. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Lynn Vasquez. Find out more at slippa.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.